Okay, this is it was very short kind of visit, and but we went there actually in a high profile delegation representing the Justice and Equality Movement, and this is actually as a result of previous contacts and previous engagement with the mediation. So we went there to hold consultations with the mediation on the next step regarding the peace process, regarding the game participation in the political process. And we had a very serious, very transparent and constructive consultation with the mediation. We submitted them a paper actually contained about 10 points, which is basically about the procedural issues regarding the political process and how GEM can resume, its participation in the talks or something like that. And this is basically about the strategy for the political process itself, like the issue of methodology regarding the political process, the other things like, the free movement of our delegation from the field back to the political, the venue of the process, and all this kind of thing. I can say that the consultations were very constructive and transparent, and actually we agreed yesterday with the mediation that we'll resume or the continue our consultation next week when everybody come from this break, and we'll meet there in Doha again to discuss these issues with the Bill Basuli, the chief mediator of the African Union and United Nations, as well as the hosting country officials like the State Minister for Foreign Affairs, as well as the Prime Minister of Qatar.
Adam, is GEM now realizing that it is imperative for the group to rejoin peace talks or re-engage the government in Khartoum in order to resolve the crisis in Darfur?
Of course, we'll say it time, every time we'll say it, I'm very clear, and this is GEM very consistent on this, that peace is our strategic option. We have been working for peace. And even we didn't, carry arms or, started this any kind of military struggle, at the fairest option for us. But this option of military struggle, actually, it has been imposed on us by the government of Sudan. So we always seek to find, a political solution to this conflict. But the problem is the other party, which is the NCP, the ruling party right now in the country, doesn't believe in political settlement, doesn't believe in a negotiated settlement. That's why they are sticking to one option and to one solution, which is security and military solution. So right now, we were there in Doha, and hopefully that, the mediators will convince the government of Sudan and the NCP actually to resort to the political process and to resort to a negotiating settlement. Because what they have been doing right now is proposing this, controversial so-called the peace from within or the new strategy for Darfur, which is military strategy. It has nothing to do with the negotiated settlement. This is unilateral measures from the one side of the conflict, which is the government of Sudan, want to impose a military solution and security solution, and that is not acceptable. And we made that very clear to the mediation, and the mediation also doesn't believe that this is the strategy of Darfur, of the NCP, is helpful for a political process or negotiated settlement. So we're always for peace. If they are ready for peace, we are ready for peace. But right now, our job is, and our aim with the mediation is to create the conducive environment which can enable us actually to have a meaningful and serious political process. This is the aims of this consultation.
This is not the first time you're going to be holding talks with the government if indeed GEM decides to re-engage Khartoum. What will be different this time?
Actually, it is very early to say that we are going to engage Khartoum. Right now, actually, we are talking to the mediation. We are consulting the mediation. We are discussing issues regarding the political process, the procedural issues and substantial issues regarding the political process with the mediation. We haven't reached, actually, the stage of the government of Sudan, because the government of Sudan, right now, they are very busy with the so-called Miskalkitam. This is in Arabic. This new offensive. New offensive of Scotia's campaign against our people on the ground. They call it Miskalkitam. In English, you can call it final conclusion or perfect ending. And this is actually a military solution, a military offensive, and which you are resisting it right now. And right now, our troops actually proved to the government of Sudan and the NCP that they cannot impose a military solution over our people. So they have to resort to a political settlement and political negotiating settlement. As a matter of fact, we don't trust the government of Sudan. all the agreement which we signed with them, actually they breach all this kind of agreement. They don't implement this agreement. And I think that the history also of the agreements, you know, in different parts of the country can tell you the history of SPLM, Comprehensive Peace Agreement and other agreements like the DPA and this kind of thing. I think it's become like, it's a practice of the government of Sudan that not to implement the agreement which you sign with the other parties or something like that. But right now, actually, we want to put the mediation to their responsibilities, to know that there is a real problem that this one party to the conflict which doesn't want to have a negotiated settlement, because right now they are exploiting the political situation in the country because they know that the international community is so preoccupied and so focused on the referendum. That's why they want to exploit this moment and then to finish their force through political and military means. And as I said, we made it very difficult for them to do that. So it is better for them that to come to negotiating table and to negotiate in good faith. I think peaceful resolution and negotiated settlement is good for everybody in this crisis.